Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Kamaliptena,
Kamaliptena,
Bahuna,
Bahuna,
Parirambitam,
Parirambitam,
Jagam,
Jagam,
Vrichchaya,
Vrichchaya,
Vasham,
Vasham,
Sahasa,
Sahasa,
Eva,
Vimohita,
Vimohita,
Dristvatam
Kamaliptena,
Dristvatam Kamaliptena,
Dristvatam Kamaliptena,
Bahuna Parirambitam,
Bahuna Parirambitam,
Bahuna Parirambitam,
Bahuna Parirambitam,
Jagam Hrichchaya
Vasham,
Jagam Hrichchaya Vasham,
Sahasaiva
Vimohita,
Sahasaiva Vimohita,
Tristva.
Dristvatam kamaliptena bahuna parirambitam jagama hichchaya avasam sahasaiva vimohitam. So in the morning he shall speak in Hindi for the foreign students, and in the evening there will be Hindi. Morning 7:30 to 8 or little more, similar in the evening. So, we are talking about Ajamil. He was a nice Brahmin boy executing the duties of a Brahmana. But one day, while he was passing, he saw one Shudra and one Shudrani embracing, kissing, talking, loving, all lusty affairs. So, it is mentioned here, Shudra, ekadasu banangajata pitri sandhi sakrit dija, adaya tatvayamrita phalapushpa samit kushan, dadarsha kaminam kachit shudram. Shudram. This business on the public way, kissing, embracing, this is meant for the Shudra. Therefore, it is said, Kalau Shudra Sammava. In the Kali Yuga, the population is all Shudra. There is no Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture means Sama, Dama, controlling the mind, controlling the senses. A real Brahmin will never agree to embrace the opposite sex in public way. No, that is not Brahmin business. He has been trained up how to become controller of the mind, controller of the senses. That is the first business of a Brahmin. Sama, Dama, Satyam, is truthful, shaucham, clean, thrice taking bath. So you should always, you are given the chance of becoming Brahmin. You should not become again Shudra or Mlechhas or Chandalas. Be careful. This is Brahmin business. If we again come back to Chandalas, or Chandala means less than the Shudra. Even Shudras, they eat meat under control. But Chandalas, they eat meat without any control. So just like in the Vedic society, although there are meat eaters, they would eat meat after offering sacrifice to Goddess Kali. Restriction. Restriction. Because if you eat meat from the slaughterhouse, there is no restriction. You can go and purchase at any time. But if you follow the scriptural regulation, they say, yes, it is restriction, it is indirectly saying, don't eat. But because this less intelligent person will not be able to understand, therefore they are given some permission under certain restriction. This is restriction. That if you want to eat meat, then you must offer sacrifice to Goddess Kali, and then you can. And the Goddess Kali is worshipped once in a month. That means, by restriction, he will come to his senses, will be become. A Shudra, up to Shudra, there is possibility of raising him. He can see ideal character. It is not that everyone be ideal character like a Brahmin. That is not possible. But still, in the society, there must be an ideal person who is actually Brahmin. The Shudra, this kind of business on the public street, just like cats and dogs, they have sex pleasure without any shame on the street. Similarly, the Shudras, they embrace the opposite sex in the public street, and sometimes they have got sex also. I have seen in Western countries, without any shame. So he saw this Brahmin. Brahmin's boy saw his young man, although he is qualified as a Brahmin, not exactly qualified, otherwise he would not have followed. He was on the neophyte stage. Therefore, we restrict no illicit sex, completely forbidden. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to keep oneself in the Brahminical standard and make a spiritual progress. Without being in the platform of Brahmana, you cannot make any spiritual progress. There is no Shudra, a Vaishya, but they can train them. Therefore, Krishna says, Manghipathapasritya jepishu papajuna sriya sudra tatha vishya sevi janti parangate. In Krishna consciousness, a Shudra, a Chandala, the low born, he can be elevated to the higher stage of Vaishnava. Vaishnava is higher stage than Brahmana. So, this boy, Ajamin, he was passing, he saw that the Shudra was embracing another Shudrani. Drishtyatam kamalitena. But when he saw that this man and woman is embraced with one another with lusty desire, embracing woman or man. This is calm lust. There is no question of any other thing. Kamalipteno. Drishtvatam kamalipteno bahuna. The man was embracing the woman and the woman was embracing. Pariliptena. Very closely attached. Everything was going on. Then we have got lusty desires. Everyone's heart, Ridrogo Kama. The material world means there is a heart disease, which is called Kama. Ridrogo Kama. So, Hitcha Avasam. This is called impetus. If I see anyone engaged in lusty or sex affair, naturally my sex desire also becomes awake. Even though I am trying to control in the neophyte state, still if I see in my form something lusty affair, naturally I will be inclined to touch. That way it is called avasam. He was student, brahmachari, practicing sama, dama, sattam, saucham. Was not very old man, was young man. But he could not control. That way it is said, hichaya avasam. Avasam sahasaiva. All of a sudden, vimohita, he became very much attracted. So, this is the social condition. If in society we have no restriction, then naturally those young boys and girls, they will be inclined. And as soon as one is sexually inclined, he forgets all other culture and gradually becomes downfallen, as we'll see from the life of Ajahn, although he was tender. Similarly, this is a warning to our students that they are learning how to become Krishna conscious. It is a very difficult job. To become Krishna conscious is not a very easy thing. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to teach them and it is becoming effective. Otherwise, how you all European and American could give up these four simple activities? So try to preserve. And it can be preserved only by remaining in the devotional service. You can. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi naja sevati. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya. As soon as you come on the platform of Brahma, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasojati Nakankati, then you will be able to. Otherwise, you will not be able to. If you don't come on the transcendental platform, then you will not be able to. So we have to stick to this principle, to keep ourselves on the transcendental platform, rising early in the morning of our Mangala retreat, then gradually one after another attending class, Guru Puja, and so on, so on, up to till you go to bed. You should always be engaged. Then you'll be above these three gunas. Just like this boy, Ajami, he is attracted because all of a sudden he fell down on the platform of passion. There are three platforms, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. So if you keep yourself on the sattvic platform, there is also chance to falling down on the passion and ignorance. But if you keep yourself in the Shuddha Sattva platform, Shuddha Sattva platform means devotional service. Sattanga Visuddhanga Visuddhanga Vasudeva Sattvita. Shuddha platform means that is called Vasudeva. And Vasudeva can beget a child whose name is Krishna. Similarly, if you keep yourself on the Vasudeva platform, Sattanga Visuddhanga Vasudeva Sattvita, then Krishna will take birth. Krishna will take birth. So, now are these rules and regulations, restriction means to keep one on the Vasudeva platform. We should remember all of that. And if you keep yourself on Vasudeva platform, these things will not entice you. Otherwise, we shall be enticed and fallen down. Jagama hichayavasam sahasaiva mohita. Sometimes we go to hear or see Rasleela. But unless we are advanced in spiritual consciousness, this hearing of or seeing some Rasleela, sometimes it brings us down. If one is actually seen Rasleela, the result will be Ridrogu Kamam Apahnati Achirena Dhira. This is the injunction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If one has actually heard from a realized person about Vikritam Idancha Brajavadavi Vishnu, Vishnu and Brajavadhu, the gopis, Vikritam, their lila, their pastime, Saddhanmitha Anusunyat Athavarmayaja. One who is actually advanced in spiritual consciousness, Saddhanya, Anusuniya, and hears from the realized person. Anu. Anu means parampara, not from ordinary person, professor and disciple, but from a realized person. The result will be Ridrogo Kamam Apahinati. Then our natural lusty desires will disappear. That is the reason. But in spite of disappearing this lusty desire, if we increase our lusty desire, that means we are spoiling our life. Therefore it is forbidden that neophyte students, they should not indulge in these affairs of lust desire. You should be very careful. People are very much accustomed to see Rasleela in Vrindavan. Maybe they are advanced, but the tasting, whether he has given up his lusty desire, that is the test. If he has given up, then after seeing Rasleela, he should not have returned to home. My Guru Maharaj used to say, do not go to Vrindavan with return ticket. So, therefore, it is very confidential. There are 10 cantos in Bhagavatam. 9 cantos are devoted to understand Krishna. 9 cantos. Then 10th canto begins Then Krishna's birth and pastimes are mentioned there. So we should not jump over the 10th canto all of a sudden. People are very much anxious to jump over the 10th canto. No, 10th canto is the Mukhavinda. It is the face of Krishna, smiling. But Krishna worship begins from the lotus feet of Krishna. Nobody offers flowers and tulsi on the face of the Krishna. They offer on the feet. That is the beginning. The first and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, two lotus feet. So we have to go by and by. And when you are actually experienced devotional servant, then you try to understand the 10th canto. This is the way. Otherwise, there may be fall down, as this Ajamil fell down. He was neophyte, and as soon as he saw the Sudra and Sudrani embracing, he became victimized. So he should be very brahmachari. There are so many restrictions. Even to see woman, a beautiful woman is going, let me see. That is also forbidden. That is also subtle sex enjoyment. Gross and subtle. There are so many subtle sex enjoyment. To think of woman, to see a beautiful woman going on the street, or to talk about woman, to read about woman. There are eight kinds of subtle sexual intimacy. So it is restricted. But in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to follow all the rules and regulations. One is not tender, even up to ripe old age, one becomes attracted by beautiful women, especially in the Western countries. I have seen in Paris, old man, 75 years old, 80 years old, they are going to the brothel. They are going to the nightclub. They are purchasing ticket to enter into the club, $50. Then they have to pay for the woman and wine and everything, in this way. So Ridhurova come, this Ridhurova, Hichaya, is a heart disease. It is very, very difficult to avoid, unless one is fully Krishna conscious. That is stated by Jamunacharya. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padara mindai namanavadhamarantumashi Dadabadhi vatulari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishthivata. This is the test. Jadavadhi Krishna padara mindai. Since I have learned how to take transcendental bliss from the lotus feet of Krishna, his experience, he was an emperor, he had ample opportunity of enjoyment, material. He was enjoying it. But he said, since I have become Krishna conscious and I am taking pleasure in Krishna consciousness, from that time, Vatulari Sangame Smarjamane. Whenever I think of union with woman, I fight on it. This is the test. This is the test. How I am becoming advanced. You do not require any certificate from any others. You can learn yours. Just like when you are eating, you do not require any certificate from others. Whether I am feeling all right. Eating means you are hungry, so if you eat, you will feel satisfied, your hunger will be satisfied, you will be getting strength. These are the symptoms that you have eaten. Similarly, when you no longer be attracted by this sex desire, then you should understand that I am now making progress in Krishna consciousness. This is the test. So this boy became victimized. Although he was under training, he was not completely fit. Therefore, he felt victimized by seeing this affair, lusty affair. So at that time, might be one or two cases, now the whole world is full with all these lusty desires, especially in the Western country. Here also, now it has come. No more they are following the Vedic principles, but it is not so deteriorated as in the Western countries. So we should be very, very careful, not only simply becoming careful enough, we must advance in Krishna consciousness. That is very easily done by chanting Hare Krishna. If you keep yourself always engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then it will become Cheta Darpana Mana. This is Hichaya Vasam. This lusty desire is a disease of the heart. It is practically, it has no value. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheta Darpana Mana. They cleanse the heart with all dirty things. Cheta Darpana Mana. How? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This is confirmed in Bhagavatam. Kirtanadiva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vijayate. Simply by chanting can keep, if you follow the rules and regulations and chanting, then you will not be victimized. You will make your progress without any fear. Thank you very much.